Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Comfort Kitchen in Dorchester was one of Boston's hottest restaurants to open this year. The New York Times even included it on their list of 50 best restaurants across the country. So we reached out to the folks at Comfort Kitchen for some suggestions to impress your guests or just yourself this Thanksgiving weekend. Today and tomorrow, we're going to bring you two recipes from Comfort Kitchen, one side dish for your table and one cocktail or mocktail to go along with it. To help us with this side dish, Comfort Kitchen chef partner Kwesi Kwa joined us in the WBUR kitchen to make a signature snack off their small plates menu. I'll let Chef Kwesi take it from here.
So today we're going to do a marsala brown butter seared okra. Since the beginning of Comfort Kitchen, I am on a staunch mission to make okra famous.
Yeah.
I'm always confused when people say they don't like okra. It's like, you haven't had it right.
Yeah.
So, you know, at Comfort Kitchen, we have an okra dish on the menu that we're going to prepare today.
Yeah.
It has garam masala, a mix that we make exclusively at Comfort Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We have some okra, we have some salt, a little bit of butter, and some plantain crumb to go with it.
And this is a dish that can be altered to fit different dietary needs, vegan, dairy-free, stuff like that.
Yes.
Awesome. So I guess let's get into it.
Let's go for it. So first thing about the okra, because, again, texture-wise, it tends to be on the softer side.
Yep.
We want to give it a hard sear.
Yeah.
Right? So you want to get your pan ripping hot.
Okay.
So we use canola oil instead of olive oil for this process. So we're just going to wait. I usually don't add the oil until the pan is really hot so that when you add the oil, it comes up to temperature very fast.
Yeah. And I see you basically put enough to coat the bottom.
Yes.
That's all you need.
You don't want to do too much oil because then it just gets soaked in it and it's greasy.
And defeats the purpose.
It defeats the whole purpose.
Of searing it.
Exactly.
So Kwesi, while we're waiting, for folks who don't know, just give them a brief description of what they can expect if they were to go visit Comfort Kitchen.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're a global comfort food concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people think of comfort food, they only think of, most of the times, Southern American comfort food, right?
Yeah.
What we've done is we've taken that concept and kind of expanded it kind of more through the African diaspora and through Asia, Caribbean, and just really seeing what foods have traveled through those routes, right?
Yep.
Okra, for instance, has been all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when enslaved people will bring seeds in their hair, all of that. So here we go.
We got some smoke. Okay, now we're putting... So I see that you have the okra. It looks like you just cut the top off.
Yeah. People get turned off by okra because the slimy texture, lack of a better word, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you keep the okra whole, it holds on that because that texture comes from the seeds.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay, now we're going to cut the fan on because that oil is smoking.
Yeah. Always season the okra. Season early.
Yep.
So that the salt takes, right?
You threw some salt on
salt,
there.
Yes. The garam masala burns quickly.
Uh-huh.
So we wait until we add our butter. And when our butter, you know, browns a little bit, then we add the garam masala.
Yep.
So it stays nice in there. Now, when you add the butter, you want the butter. The butter is going to foam, right?
Yep.
Once the foam subsides, that's when you're in your brown butter phase right there.
Right.
So now...
Now I see you're adding the garam masala.
I have the garam masala.
Okay.
And as you can see, it foams a little bit. Now you just let it loose in there. Toss it around a little bit.
We're tossing it around.
And then we're just going to finish it in the oven.
Now we're throwing it in the oven. Now we set the oven to 350.
Yes. If you let the okra sear well enough, the cooking process has kick-started already.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take long. So once it goes in the oven, I want to say 3 to 4 minutes, you're there.
We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with more from Chef Kwesi of Comfort Kitchen. How do you come up with these recipes? I know that there's a story behind everything. And that's one of the things I love about Comfort Kitchen is there's a story behind every dish. What's the process like in coming up with those recipes?
So one of the things that we do at Comfort Kitchen is like the menu creation process is not just one person in a basement scribbling away on a paper. We are about the history of the ingredients first and foremost.
Right.
So generally what we do is like, all right, what ingredients are we trying to celebrate? And we're always looking for the ingredients that have traveled. One of the things that I started to notice is that if you look at food from around the world, there's a lot of similarities between the foods, and it's based on travel, culture, and trade, right? Mm-hmm. Okra is a perfect example where finding out okra went from East Africa to West to Caribbean to the Americas, then to Asia. That's like the perfect thing that tells the story of Comfort Kitchen.
Yep. You know, when I think of okra, I always think about my grandfather, may he rest in peace, Papa Al. He's from Louisiana. Okra was his jam.
Yeah.
You know? And then I also remember my dad used to fry okra, you know? Yeah.
Nothing makes it on the menu until we've done a lot of research about not only the ingredient, but the specific food that we're trying to highlight, right? Because, you know, food is a very personal thing in terms of culture to folks. So there are dishes that, you know, we'll get creative with, but there's certain dishes that you don't touch. You create it as it is, leave it as it is.
Yeah. One thing, I had a conversation with Biplaw, one of the co-owners, your partner at Comfort Kitchen. And one thing he said that stuck with me was, you know, when it comes to our food, right, diasporic food, right, it's like treated as street food, right? Because it's regular for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then you'll go to a fine dining establishment and, you know, eat something that takes up less room on the plate.
Yep.
Right? Probably got less seasoning, ain't cooked right. And but he said that, you know, the food that we've grown up to enjoy, a Sunday meal is hours in the kitchen.
Exactly.
But we don't give it the same treatment. That's fine dining, you know, that. Like my grandmother's chopped barbecue, we need to pay $20, $30 a plate for that. You know, a roti? Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Speak on it.
And so when he said that, I said, yeah, this is fine dining. I've grown up eating fine dining, and Comfort Kitchen is like, that's what you're here for, to highlight your grandmother's food, your aunt's food. That's fine dining.
That's fine dining. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the foods that we've come to love, it comes from people, you know, making the best out of the ingredients they have available to them, right? And especially for immigrants, black and brown immigrants, there's a little bit of a lack of respect for the food, you know?
Yeah.
And we're just used to folks going to, like, your Caribbean store or your restaurant or your Brazilian restaurant, Salvadorian restaurant, and expecting mounds of food for dirt cheap.
Right.
And that's the narrative that's always confused me.
Listen, I don't care how many Michelin stars your restaurant has. I don't know if it's going toe-to-toe with a well-cooked pan of mac and cheese.
It's true. It's very true. And we wanna affect that narrative.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm on a mission to make people respect okra for the beautiful vegetable that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we just took it out of the oven, and I heard the sizzle coming out.
Yeah. So we make a masala yogurt, which it's really plain Greek yogurt,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of lemon juice, and the masala mix that we make at the restaurant.
Yep.
We mix it in, fold it in.
So now you take the garam masala, put it in Greek yogurt, which mm-hmm. could be swapped out.
It could be swapped out. You could the Greek yogurt. You could do coconut yogurt is one example. Yeah.
Okay.
With the okra, a good substitute will be coconut oil.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Coconut oil will lend it that kind of nice creaminess.
To swap out the butter.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
So we go with the masala yogurt.
Okay. So you put that right on your serving plate.
And
oh, look at that.
We call this okra Jenga at the restaurant.
Okra Jenga. I see. Because you're stacking them on top of each other like Jenga.
And you don't have to stack them like Jenga. I just like doing this. And then we're gonna finish it with the plantain crumb.
All right. Well, what do we do now? I guess it's time to eat.
It's time to eat.
All right, let's do it. Let's take a hold and get some of this yogurt in there. That is good.
Nice.
It tastes balanced. You still got that texture, but it's more chewy, less gooey.
Less gooey.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that's the hard sear.
I could definitely see this in a plate sitting next to the greens or something like that.
Yes.
Chef Kwesi, thank you so much for coming through. And you know, just before you go, I guess I want to know, back in September, Comfort Kitchen was on New York Times list of, 50 best new restaurants?
Yes.
Wow. Could you just talk about what that means to y'all, that type of recognition, and just what it's been like since being recognized by the Times?
It's extremely humbling. We've been blessed to be on a journey that has been so long, right? And finally get into a space where we're doing what we love.
Mm-hmm.
And to have folks love it just as much as we do is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And the support from the community, the support from the food community in general, it's just been such a blessing.
Listen, man, you know, I just love how y'all take these concepts that we just discussed and the concepts of community, the concepts of diversity, true diversity, and you put that in the food and it's in the culture. When I go there, it's Comfort Kitchen is a fine dining establishment that I feel comfortable at. Literally, it is Comfort Kitchen, you know? And that is just so dope to see and know that that type of space exists in the world. Down to the fact that you're in Dorchester. Big shout out to y'all and congratulations. And again, thank you for coming through to the Common.
Thank you for having me.
That's chef partner at Comfort Kitchen, Kwesi Kwa. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you want to get in touch with us and let us know what your Thanksgiving plans are, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.